everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Real Stories of Client Success Teleseminar Series. Annie Jennings PR is a strategic marketing and publicity firm that offers advanced branding, publicity, and marketing services to clients. Annie Jennings PR helps clients achieve their optimal levels of success using media outreach and develops messages for clients, packages and expands individuals, corporations, authors, and experts. Annie Jennings PR is well known for advising clients on exactly how to use their marketing dollars for optimal impact given their personal and professional set of circumstances. Annie Jennings also offers the famous pay-for-placement publicity strategy that allows clients to access the specific media exposure required by their marketing strategy without the high cost of monthly retainers. And Annie Jennings is the premier publicity expert in the country, with her knowledge sought out by professionals, organizations, and media everywhere, including AOL.com, TheStreet.com, Inc., Magazine, and leading business magazine Fast Company, who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. And today, we have a very special guest with us, Julia Valentine, MBA, founder and CEO of Joy Compass, a company specializing in baby boomer retirement planning, creative aging, and senior services. Julia Valentine has appeared on CBS Radio's top-rated stations across the country, including New York City, Boston, and Charlotte, as well as 50,000-watt huge news talkers in Miami, Cincinnati, Sacramento, and Dallas, not to mention national radio, coast to coast as well. She is author of Joy Compass, How to Make Your Retirement the Treasure of Your Life. So thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Stacey. A wonderful intro, and Julia is my wonderful guest today. And Julia recently has completed a radio campaign with us. She did our 15 interviews in the top 35 markets, regional and nationally syndicated shows. As everyone knows by now, or if you don't, you're going to love to hear this. It's a guaranteed deliverable, where we only book you on the high-impact, high-listenership shows that broadcast to the heart of the marketplace. That is our guarantee. So it's funny because, Julia, I don't know if you remember our first conversation, but I'm willing to tell you I'm good. I'm willing to make promises, and I'm actually willing to back them up with a guarantee in writing in the contract as well. So I wanted to hear a little bit about your experience with us and how you feel we did. You could give us a grade if you want to. So, Julia, tell us about your...
You're so off the charts that the grading system doesn't even apply.
Because this is
the best thing that I could have done for my PR. This is the absolute best thing that I could have done to get started. And I am so incredibly lucky that this is how I started. And I found you on the internet. So
well, you know.
I did not come recommended. I found your blogs, I read your blogs, and I liked the tone. I really loved everything that you said, and it made sense to me, and I said, I'd really love to speak to this person. And then we had a conversation, and I think an hour after our conversation, I emailed you, and I said, yeah, please sign me up, I'm done, I'm ready. You're like, yeah, that's it, you know, because I really went with my, I'm an MBA, and after, you know, 14 years on Wall Street, I go with my intuition, frankly. And it said, you know, there's something of value here because this is a great organization that ethically promises great value and wants to create great value for you and wants to enjoy themselves, you know, as they're doing that. And that was exactly my experience, that not only have you over-delivered, but it was such a pleasure to deal with people every day. You know, so organized. And the whole process was just flawless. Because we had a conversation, and then you sent me the agreement. The agreement was written properly. I had no comments on that. I normally redline everything that I read. And then, you know, not even a week later, I was booked on a major show. And before the show, I was prepared with the, you know, good defensive points of, you know, if you encounter this, well, here's what you do. If this happens, this is what you do. And I went on a show, and I didn't do that great the first time, and I knew it. but I got much, much better because the person, Stacy, who was my, day-to-day contact, said, okay, well, here's this coach that we can recommend. So there are auxiliary services that help you step through the entire process.
Well, exactly, and part of our campaign that I really like is the unlimited media training, because sometimes we do like a soft start, and what I mean by a soft start is we know that people have potential to be phenomenal guests, like the best guests in the world. Everybody has that potential, but this is a skill set. You're not born on TV, you know, or radio. You're not born. There is a certain style that lends itself to being a great guest. And it's that conversational style. It's that throwing the interview back to the host so they can reintroduce you. This way you get your book mentioned again. So there's a whole strategy. And then you have to become comfortable with just your topic. Just being on the air, you're live, you're on the air. There's tens of thousands of people listening to you right this second. But, you have to be able to engage every individual listening with you by using your voice, certain words and images, as you mentioned. And this is all part of becoming a terrific guest. So the unlimited media training, I find, has been a phenomenal asset for people because you do have your first interview, and it's called a soft start. We like to start soft. And it's just something we do for you to give you a chance to experience what it's like to be live and on the air, and oh my God, all these people, get over the little bit of like wow, I'm on the air. Then once you do a few, you have unlimited access to the media trainer where you can go back and just talk about every interview. You can talk about questions that you were asked, anything you'd like to learn or go over again. And I think that's fun for clients, too, because unlimited media training is really one of the secrets. There are several others, as you know. One of the other important ones being social relevancy, and we'll touch upon that momentarily. But just being prepared takes so much of the stress out of doing the interviews. It allows your true personality to come through. Your talent, your wisdom, your experience, everything you bring to the table can just come out, you know, in your conversation, in the tonality of your voice, when you really feel comfortable with your topic and with the medium, of course, itself. So, of course, Julia, you got a little bit of a soft start there and was able to come back, right?
But, you know, what I found very valuable is that I could always call Stacy and I could ask, you know, I've done this and that. What's your advice? You've seen so many people, you know, you've seen so many people do this, go through this experience. And I would always get, boom, boom, boom. Well, here are the 3 points that you should try. So, you know, having support is extremely important. And I never felt like I was imposing or she didn't have the time or, you know what I mean, or I was asking too many questions. No, it was absolutely perfect.
Well, you know, we like to say our clients are treated like royalty when they walk through our doors. Did you find that to be true for you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And you know, also, it's so helpful to get a list. You know, when I was doing my interviews, she would send me a document that kept track of everything, every name, every phone number. You know, it was completely organized. I never had to go and search for things. You know, when you're doing 20-plus interviews, you can get lost just trying to figure out what have I done and you know, where's my information. So being a part of being treated as a royalty is actually seeing that your company has gone through this thought process, through this very careful thought process of how do we do the absolute best job on our end so that our clients are on the receiving end of this super, you know, world-class service. Everything has been well thought out. And you don't find that too often. You know, you think that this should be the norm, right? And it's really not. Yeah, and when you come, you know, when I came across that, I said, wow, this company is really in the business for the long haul, and they're in the business to put their foot forward every day. And that's what you've done. And we've worked together for months now, right? So this is not a one-off thing. And I really love the whole process, start to finish. Absolutely amazing.
Well, that's wonderful, and I know that when you first came to us, you know, a lot of things have happened to you since. Like, for instance, you mentioned that social relevancy is the key to our company because that's our big secret. What is our big secret to getting you booked on these high-powered, high-impact, high-listenership shows in the top 35 most powerful markets in the country and on a lot of regional and nationally syndicated shows, too? Not only creating you with a lot of guests, really terrific guest skills on their skills, but also the concept of social relevancy. How do we fit Julia into the headlines, capturing the attention of America this very day? And that was key for you. In terms of expanding you as an author, as an expert, of understanding more about how you fit into your role in society right now, and as well as how to create future products and services that serve your target market. How did you find the whole concept of being socially relevant that we mentioned to you or introduced to you, and that is actually our underlying secret of all the interviews we get? Because we're able to pitch our guests, Julia Hand, pitch our guests on headlines. And what are they booking these days? They're booking headlines, right?
Yes.
They're not booking books. Hey,
yes.
I got a client with a book.
Yes.
On the show. That's not going to work.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. And I never underestimated the amount of time that it takes to survey the current headlines. I do that too.
Sure.
You've done it better than me. and obviously I start my day with reading the papers and understanding what's going on. But what I realized was that when I spent years researching my book and then putting it together and then writing blogs about it, I started out inside my own message, so to say, you know, because as a writer, you research certain things, at least in my case, because I was writing about retirement lifestyle issues. And so everything that I did was based on behavioral finance research and motivation research and creativity research and all that. And it's very easy to live inside that message for a while as you're doing it. So for a year and a half, I was doing that. And then when you started booking me and, you know, linking my message to the current conversation in our society, you know, what are people really worried about on a day-to-day basis, right?
Exactly.
You know, Social Security, 3 out of 4, now I want to take it out early and all that. What I saw was that my message connected with what's socially relevant, and from there, it started developing in unison. And that was such an important, it was a completely unexpected benefit, I have to say. That was just, you know, that's why you're so good,
I know we're so good. I know it sounds funny to hear me say it, but I know we're good, and I'm willing to tell you I'm good, and I'm willing to guarantee that I'm good, too, Julia.
Right.
How did
you
feel about the guarantee in the contract, where if I don't deliver, I don't keep your money?
You know what? I love the guarantee, and it gave me a sense of comfort from the get-go. For some reason, I was very, very, I was convinced that it was going to work. I don't know why. Maybe I was just completely, you know.
It's not to work, though.
Yeah, I like the guarantee, but mostly I was thinking about the fact that you've done this before, you've done it a million times, why shouldn't it work for me? And so it developed so easily, and, you know, within 4 weeks I was on WCBS in New York. I did an hour-long show with live callers on CBS Boston.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
big show.
I did Fox. I mean, that was an amazing experience. I mean, where do you get to, you know, I've never done this in my life, you know, being live with people asking me questions and, you know, you only have a second to think about something. And they were the top shows. So in terms of your ability to deliver, yes. Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, I've gone through it, and you can come to my website, look at the logos. You know, they're all there, and so it's so true, yeah. And that brings me to a very important point, that these logos made a huge difference
Yeah, that's what we're, I'd love for you to just tell us a little bit more about the logos, because one of the benefits, now think about the deliverables of a campaign. It's not just about book sales. There's about so much more. The experience, the building up of your media bio with these big name brand shows. These are shows that people take notice, and they're starting to think you sort of get a lot of credibility just by association with being on with these major famous shows.
Yes. You really do.
You do.
You really do get a lot of credibility. And, you know, one point that, just going back for a second to over-delivering, you do a really amazing thing where from time to time I would get, well, here's a freebie. You know, this is, we're throwing something in on top of, your program because it's not a top 35 market, but because of this and that. And everybody loves gifts. You know, everybody loves that. Oh, here's an extra. And I just really, I don't know, it created this tone of, this is fun.
fun.
We're happy to book you. And sometimes we'll give you, you know, something on top of what we promised you.
Oh, always. We always do that because...
We like doing this, and we like you.
We do.
I
always over-deliver, and here's why. I mean, if anyone were to call me, they would hear me give them the offer, the deliverable. But in my mind, I know I'm going to go over and above the deliverable. Do you know, Julia, I've never, ever just delivered a campaign in my life. As long as we've been in business, 17 years, I've always over-delivered. I've always overwhelmed the client, actually, with much more than they ever expected they'd get.
That. I think I am that client that you get at the end of your 17 year, you know. I'm what you get, you know, at the end of over-delivering for so many years consistently, because then I come in and I say, oh, my God, these people are perfect. Why would you work with anybody? You know, why would you go with anyone else? Why would you go anywhere else? This is perfect. So let me tell you about the logos and how important it is. So it's important in a couple of ways. So one of the things that I've been doing is I wrote the book and I put it up because it's interactive and there are some elements of it that you go through quizzes and all that. It lends itself to being online very well. And, of course, I want a hardcover out there in the world as well because my audience wants to hold a hand in their, to hold a book in their hands as well.
Oh, yeah.
So I started looking for an agent before I did the radio shows. And let me tell you, I got zero response. And then I started looking for, or continued looking for an agent. And now that I have what I have, now that I have my media bio, I've been getting interest. And what they write me back is that, well, we looked at your website, and no wonder somebody wants to represent you. I already have one agent send me a contract. And you know, it was such a wonderful feeling because, you know, you start out, it's so hard to get a book contract, right? And I started sending out all these things, and it's kind of, you know, you're sitting there and there's no response and you've done all this work. And at that point, you know, right now I'm speaking to any author, any writer who is an expert, and you've done a lot of work in your field, and you know deep in your heart that you're good, and you know that you wrote something that is worthy of attention, worthy to be out there, and you just need help getting somebody's attention.
Right.
And this is where I was, and when we started talking, and I said, I really just need that boost. You know, there's this extra that can separate me from another person, you know, who doesn't have this. And we need competitive advantage in this market. We really do. And so I think that it gave me, first of all, you know, having these logos, having this experience, it gave me the confidence. And it doesn't just come from having the logos there, although that's the stamp of approval. It changed my conversation. It changed my conversation because when I started speaking with agents, when I started speaking with people for speaking engagements, I mention it. You know, I say, well, when I was on this live WCPS Boston show, I said blah blah blah, And it does carry weight. You know, I think my mother actually realized that I'm building a serious business when she went on Ron Tunick's The Business of Life show, mm-hmm. and she listened to me for half an hour, and she said, "Oh my God, you're really doing it." And I said, "Yes, yeah. I have been for a year, but nobody noticed."
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny you said, "Oh my God, you're really doing it," because one of the things, one of our underlying underlying business principles is that we're here to make your dreams come true. See, when you walk through my door, Julia, I know why you're good. You don't know it yet, but I do. You say, I can see that. People say, yeah, gosh, you have the blink factor. And I do have the blink factor. That is, I can instantly tell how a client's going to fit in with the social relevancy factor and the conversation going on in our country right now around their topic. You don't know it yet, but I know that. So I very carefully craft you and develop you and expand you. You don't even know what's happening, quite frankly.
And it has happened. Mm-hmm. You know, because in terms of taking my message and saying, you know, here are five ways in which I'm going to adjust it. And to give you an example that's really tangible is that I never dealt with financial literacy. Everything that I was saying was about the lifestyle. And yes, here are some of the things that, you know, someone needs to know. And when I did my research, and I did hours of research before each radio show. I mm-hmm. always prepare. And I started pulling out all these studies, and studies say that fewer than 10% of Americans are financially literate. Mm-hmm. In other words, people cannot answer five basic financial questions.
Wow.
And I said, yeah, I didn't know that because, you know, I have an MBA from Columbia. All my friends can answer 15 financial questions, you know, and get them all right. Mm-hmm. I'm not in that, you know, I wasn't realizing that there was this of people there who needed help in it. And so I realized that this needs to become a part of my message. And so I put that in, and I designed a seminar and you know, speaking engagements based on financial literacy. And guess what? In May, I'm going to do it for the HOPE nonprofit organization.
Right.
And yesterday, I had a conversation with Muhammad Yanos Arm. In New York, they do micro loans, mm-hmm. you know, to people below poverty. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I'd love to. I said, well, I've been on radio shows.
Yes.
When I introduced myself, yes, and do you need any help? I'll help you. And it's a nonprofit, so I'm doing it as a service.
Mm-hmm, of course, and it'll lead to so many other things because as you're there, you'll be able to collect business cards, email addresses, build up your community, add it to your media bio. Plus, they're going to be so thankful and you're going to be fabulous that they're going to refer you to everyone else, too.
And, you know, and if I wasn't doing this campaign, I would have never made it one of my essential messages, never. I wouldn't know it. I wouldn't have gone down the path where this becomes an obvious need that I'm in a position to fulfill with what I'm writing, with what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful to you for that because that came, I'm telling you, this was not something that I was planning on, but it's such a wonderful, unexpected side benefit from working with you.
Oh, well,
and here's another. So here's another. And this one is really an amazing thing that happened. So I was on one of the radio shows, and I was speaking about what people want, how people want their life to be at 70, at 80. And I was describing, for some reason, I got really this, you know, at that point in the show, I said, well, what is the image of what do we want? Like, we want to be valuable and needed and at peace and carefree and independent, and we know that we're never going to run out of resources. That's my vision, right, for how I want to be
mm-hmm.
at, you know, in the second half of my life. And I was describing it, and then I get this email from a gentleman in Tampa Bay, Florida. And I actually forwarded you this email, so you have it.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Julia, I heard you on the radio. I really liked what you were saying. And I bought your book, and it's one of the gifts that I'm giving to my wife on her birthday, on her 64th birthday, because I like her to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know what I mean? The picture of retirement that you've created for me, that's exactly where we want to end up.
You know, it's wonderful, because think of the value that you shared and then the lives that you've changed and the domino effect of the lives that you changed. Seriously, probably tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of lives were touched because of your radio interviews and these high-powered, high-listenership shows in the mega markets in the country and the syndicated shows all over the country that go to shows
all
over.
Yeah, but you know, when you get that one person...
Yeah.
And I picked up the phone, and, you know, there was... When somebody buys a book online, I have their email. So I emailed back, and I said, and I wrote a happy birthday email to his wife. So I said, you know, well, to his email, right, to whatever I had on my website. And I said, you know, the best birthday gift is just hearing the tenderness and the love in your husband's voice when he said, it's for my wife, and she's such a lovely person. And the way that he said it, I wish every woman on this planet were a guy to say, she is such a lovely person. And, you know, that's your main birthday gift and the best birthday gift one could ever get. And I'm so privileged to be a part of your celebration, and I wish you, you know, and I wrote a long email about everything that I wished her. And then he sent me an email back, and he sent me their pictures. He sent me three pictures of them, and you know, just this amazing email that says, I'm so grateful, and I like your book, and I'm reading it, and this and that, and so far she's reading it, and she's interested, and, you know, it became a conversation. And I said, in 2 weeks, I'm going to call you back and find out how much you like it now.
Aww.
You know, but it was... It's such an incredible feeling when all of a sudden you become a part of somebody's birthday. Or this other lady who wrote me an email, and I said, I'm giving away free books. You know, if you write me, I'll give you one. And she writes me an email, and that one I forwarded to you as well. It says, I was driving in my car when I heard you, and I really loved what you were saying. And I hear you about getting, you know, being prepared, and you know, she really heard me.
Yeah.
And she took the time to say, I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you. And so that is, it's such an incredible feeling. And people always, you know, describe how they go on these programs. And when you're speaking on the radio, you don't see anyone. You're not talking to anyone in particular, and that's what makes it so difficult. I have an image of a person in my mind, someone that I'm talking to. And in my mind, it's my own grandparents who, you know, by now passed away, but it's their negative experience that prompted me to start this. So in my mind, I'm speaking to someone who's my own family. And it helps me make it as good as if I was helping someone who is my blood relative. Like, that's how serious I take what I say. And then when this person who I don't know, but they feel like they know me because they've heard me, it's an amazing loop that is closing at that point. And it goes beyond, you know, the medium and the PR and the company. It becomes a very human experience for me at that point.
You know what's bad is when you're no longer thinking about just book sales, you can open up your entire possibility to everything else that can come. Like,
no.
Just getting out there, wanting to help people, inspiring others, helping others. Before you know it, you're getting all the book sales you want. Because you're getting speaking events, back of the room sales, even corporate sales. I mean, things that happen to people when they're working with us are amazing. But something wonderful always happens. You know, we like to say, and it's right there on our website, is we're inspirational publicists. And every day, we just start the day with energy, enthusiasm, and we can't wait to see what's going to happen today. Just this morning, now 17 years, all right, I've been in business. Just this morning, I do this every morning, and they laugh at me because they think, you know, don't you get tired of saying this, my staff? And I don't. I say, come on now, let's kick it up a notch today. Let's just see how much better we can be today than yesterday. And it's just so much fun because everybody loves that. We love the thrill. We love the thrill of our business. The fact that we can really help people a lot. We can help you, the author. We can help the listener. You know, we can be so influential. We like to think of ourselves as inspirational publicists, and my life is dedicated to helping my clients reach their dreams because I do believe that everyone should have their chance at getting their brass ring, and I do believe that it is my job to make sure they get their shot, to make sure they can reach their goals and dreams. Because I do also think, Julia, that when we're all out there sharing our gifts, our special gifts, whatever they may be, and we all have them, and it's my job to bring it out in you, bring out your special gift that is your piece of the puzzle, that when put together with the other pieces of the puzzle that are out there sharing, we will have a better world. And that's what we're looking to do, is just continually encourage people to get their messages out and just let these pieces of this puzzle of world peace fall into place. And, you know, we have a big job ahead of us, but we're getting there.
You know, Annie, I think that maybe that's one of the reasons I enjoyed working with you so much, because you over-deliver, you really do, and you know, I've been in 20 out of 35 top markets on the radio, so that's just a fact, you know, I don't have to say no more about over-delivering, but the way that you do it, you know, the approach, you can over-deliver and yet have a different approach to it as well. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, your approach that you just described. I have exactly that same approach. Because for any author who goes on the radio and thinks, listen, I'm going to get book sales out of it, radio sales are not a one-to-one. Being on the radio does not translate into anything that happens online generally, okay? There are obviously exceptions, and people do all sorts of things. But when you're on the radio, you're speaking to a person who's washing the floor or driving, you know, they're not going to go online and immediately check out your website. This is not what it's for. It's exactly for what you said. You spread your message. You say what you want to say. You don't go there to, this is not, you know, selling, you know, bagels on a street corner. It just does not work that way. You have to realize that. And I think that if you go into the radio experience with the right attitude, and it's exactly that attitude that you said, that you will help a lot of people. Because by being there, even if you're there for 5 minutes, you will say something that they will notice if you say it right. You will say something like, hey, wouldn't you like to have a wonderful life when you retire? Let's think about what are a couple of things that you could do today to help yourself do that. Mm-hmm. And maybe you put that thought in their head and you just really hope that they'll think about it. And just like this lady who emailed me, she said, oh, yeah, I agree. I should prepare. That's what I want out of it.
Exactly.
That's what I want out of it. That's why you're doing it. You're not doing it, you know. And then, if you do that right, then an agent is going to say, oh, she has a good message. And then, you know, they'll take your book and they'll put it up in Barnes & Noble, and people will come up to it because they've heard you and they've heard about you.
That's exactly it. Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
And so, right. And so when you go into it with, how may I serve the most people? I'm not going on there to... Yes, I'm going to mention my book.
Of course, that's the venue. You're allowed to.
Yeah, I'm going to try to mention it, you know, twice if I can, or three times if I can. And sometimes I did some shows where I didn't mention it at all. Like, it just didn't happen. You know what I mean? But my message was good. My message was from the heart. My message was what I believe. It's the best of my thinking on the matter, which, you know, for the past 16 years I've been thinking about this. And the best of it comes out, and this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to step up and share my expertise to the fullest of my ability, and I want to get the person to think a little bit about how can I make my life better so that after I retire, I am joyful. in every aspect, every mm-hmm. aspect.
That's
be
wonderful.
That, be that my money, my friends, my family, whatever it is for you, just figure out what it is for you and do that. And that was my intention when I went into the interviews. And this is why I think when the intention is good, that's when you are able to develop, you know, you're developing as an expert yourself as you're doing this. Yeah, I've grown from the experience. And for that, Annie, I'm immensely grateful. And, you know, I spoke with Stacey yesterday, and I said, you know, I'm so immensely appreciative and grateful for the experience that, you know, she said, oh, would you be willing to call Annie up? And I said, absolutely anything that you need. Absolutely anything. You have my time, please. If anyone wants to call me for a reference, I will pick up the phone and I will make the time.
Well, that's
you
very
know,
nice
if you
of
want,
you.
If you want a written, you know, if you want me to write something, I will make the time and I'll write it. And, you know, I've committed to one article already where I'll describe my experience for everybody else who wants to get good results, and I'll do it 100% within the next couple of weeks.
Well, that's terrific. And I also want to let everyone know about your website, because your website is gorgeous, by the way. So if people are listening, they're saying, well, wait, but how do I leverage my media? How do I put the logos up? And your website is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
joycompass.com. And let me spell that, joycompass.com. And this is gorgeous. Where do you see it? You're just going to be blown away by this, the freshness and the beauty of it all, and the promise of the website, too. It makes you want to hire her right off the bat. And then, of course, she's got her section where she does showcase all the media that she's been on. It's just like the package. It's the whole package.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really beautiful. You've done a wonderful job. And I definitely want to thank Julia Valentine, my guest today. And by the way, she refers to Stacey a lot. Stacey's our radio director, and she brings you through the day-to-day workings of the campaign. And, of course, Jason is our full-time unlimited access media trainer. And so Julia's been my guest, and you can go check out her website again, joycompass.com. It is worth seeing. It's gorgeous. I mean, this is a good example of a next-level, you know, new-style website. I think people should have the fun to see. It's really good. Loving it. So there you go. Julia, I want to thank you so much for being our guest today. And you did a great job on your campaign. You know, a pleasure to work with. And I just want to thank you for coming on and explaining your experience. A lot of people who come and listen to these MP3 audio recordings, they really want to see, like, how can a normal person, an average person, not a star or a celebrity or, you know, somebody who's just already very, very successful, just come into the program and have a great experience? And what is the experience? What is the deliverable? How do I expand my area of expertise? How do I become a headliner guest? At the end of the campaign, people really understand themselves and their potential tremendously. And then so many great things happen to our clients. We had one client who, after he went through our strategy, he used to struggle to get clients. And at the end of it, he goes, you won't believe what happened to me. I now go into a corporate meeting where, you know, I think I'm competing with a few other people, but I don't see them anywhere around. It turns out I'm the only one they're talking to, and the only question on the table is, how much do they have to pay me? So that's what happens
that
with media.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly what you said, you know, I didn't come into it as a celebrity. I came into it being so worried that, oh my God, I have an accent and people are not gonna, you know, even talk to me on radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was not prepared, honestly. I thought that I was. Looking back on it, I wasn't prepared.
Right.
And, you know, I had to learn. It was a learning curve, huge learning curve for me. And huge amount of fear and trepidation about whether I was going to say the right things in the right way, and would people even understand me, you know? So I'm an Annie Jennings alumni, and please, if you, you know, we have this, I'm an alumni of Columbia University, and we have this rule that if an alumni calls you up or emails you, you take the call and you answer the email. It goes without saying. Like, this is why there's such a strong network, and I really like that, because then I'm proud of associating with this institution, and I by responding, by participating, I make the network even stronger. So I want to be a part of the Annie Jennings PR Alumni Club.
Well, that's wonderful.
Everyone who's gone through this terrific experience. And so I will absolutely make the time for anyone who wants to talk about the experience or how they can make it better and all that. I will always make myself available.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, thank you so much, Julia. And you can also contact her on her website, which is joycompass.com. Again, I recommend you all take a look at it. It's just amazing. So, Julia, thank you so much. And we wish you the best, of course. You're going to be very successful, and wish you a lot of success down the line. We're always here for you. Next step for you, TV, major news sites, who knows?
I'll be back.
What's around
yes.
the corner, yeah. All right, we'll
I'll
talk to you next time. Thanks, Julia.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Bye.